Our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today on the Lucy Ann Land Show, where we get an opportunity to talk with business owners about their businesses. And today it's the opening of Cottage West Assisted Living. I don't think we can have enough assisted living places. With our growing population and the boomers that now are making decisions of where they are going to go. I was contemplating even going to a place recently. I chose something else, but I'm at that point where you start thinking, what is the next step on life's journey? And joining us this morning, we're going to talk with the owner of Cottage West Assisted Living, Anita Stamatopoulos, and she's providing personalized care, 24-hour staff, medication management, private rooms in this new facility. It's so nice to talk with you. This has been a dream of yours?
Yes. Good morning. It has been.
You've been in the business for a long time now.
Over 30 years. I've been a nurse over 30 years, and most of my career, director of nursing, caring for patients all my life. And this is my goal, to have a nice place for them to, you know, retire and have their family come there as well.
That's beautiful. This is going to be a 6-bed operation. It's opening up when?
August 1st.
And tell me a little bit about what you dreamt up, and every time someone opens up something, they want to make it better than other ones. So what do you bring to the picture?
I bring my experience in nursing to provide that excellent care for our clients. I bring my caring all these years. I want the family to feel like it's their home when they come there. So I want to have that homey feeling. And it is in a beautiful setting in the woods, a cottage setting.
And where is it located?
It is located on 685 North Wagner Road in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So it's on that north side. You cross over Jackson?
Yeah, you cross over Jackson.
Okay.
Road.
Mm-hmm. And what does it look like?
It looks like a little cottage in the woods. It's very relaxing. We have a lot of wildlife, deer come out, and it's a very relaxing atmosphere. When you go there, you feel like you're at a cottage up north.
So this is specifically assisted living. What is included in that?
So assisted living is assistance with ADL care, provide medication, 3 meals, snacks. We also provide any transportation that you might need to go to any appointments. We're going to have a hair salon and activities.
Even a hair salon.
Yep.
Wow, that's
yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at your career in nursing and helping others, what do you see is needed in this arena as far as the care for older adults?
We need to provide that support and specialize and tailor to each individual needs. And that is my dream, is to provide that.
And how did you start in this? How did you become a nurse?
How did I become a nurse? It's always been my passion for caring for people and making sure they have the appropriate care. So 30 years of my career has been, you know, taking care and helping others.
Mm-hmm. And do you already have this full, or you're looking for clients?
We are looking for clients. We're not quite full. We have our ribbon cutting on Thursday, if anybody would like to come and take a tour.
What time is that?
11:30.
And that's with the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Chamber?
Yep.
That'll be nice. And it's great that you're a member of the chamber as well. Mm-hmm. And you have a couple people that have signed on so far.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things should people know, or when they're thinking of coming over there, what should they know as far as signing up?
So, you know, we do a tour. There's 6 private rooms, very nicely sized. So it's a unique setting for different clients. So if they want to have that homey feeling and not be in a big facility, this is the atmosphere for them. And, you know, you'd have to come and take a look and mm-hmm. see if it meets what your family would like for their loved one.
Is this private pay?
Yes, it is private pay. We do accept long-term insurance as well.
Okay, and can you give people an idea of how much something like this might cost?
Sure. It depends on the care needed. It's between $75 and $85, depending on the needs.
A month.
A month,
A
yes.
month. And that would include medicines and...
It includes everything. Yeah.
Wow.
All inclusive.
And 3 meals a day.
3 meals and snacks, mm-hmm. activities,
And yes. Are you able to then take them to appointments or?
So we are contracted with different transportation and we would assist them. We do not personally take them, no.
Okay. All right. Being in a smaller facility as opposed to being in one of the larger ones in the area here, do you think that affords them better care?
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, the ratio is 2 to 6 patients compared to 1 to 15 or 20 patients. So that is a lot, you know, much more personalized care.
Can family come and go?
Or? Absolutely. It's really? Just like their home.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. And is there time to get to know the other clients there for them if they choose?
Absolutely. It becomes like a home-like environment. It's their home and the other clients are their family.
Do we have many of these in the area, Anita, as far as?
I believe there are a few in the area. Okay. Yes, there are.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a unique approach to it. But then again, no Medicare, nothing that would play into that too?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. And tell me about your staff.
So my staff are trained. They're med techs. We have a nurse on staff 7 days a week during the day, and the rest are med techs that are trained to care for and pass medications.
All right. And so if you're in there, what can they expect as far as if you need help getting dressed in the morning?
Correct. You get help getting dressed with any kind of assistance you need. You would have your meals, light housekeeping, and then your medication administration and activities throughout the day. And again, we will have a beautician and we'll have a massage therapist as well.
Oh, nice. We're talking about the new Cottage West Assisted Living. It is opening up on August 1st on North Wagner Road. And Anita Stamatopoulos is the owner of Cottage West Assisted Living. This is our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. And the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Are there medical issues that you can't take that wouldn't be good for this?
Yeah, if there's high acuity, no, we would not be able to take.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but if someone's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, a wheelchair walker, definitely we okay. can.
And the whole place is?
It's one level. One level.
Okay.
Yeah. It's handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. This is exciting for you.
It is very exciting. Yeah. Yes, I'm very excited.
I mean, the need is great out there, don't you think?
I believe so. It is very neat. Yeah.
How long do you expect do people stay in these kinds of places?
And that would be there as long as they want.
They need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next for you then? Do you anticipate opening up other?
There could be Cottage North and Cottage East. Yeah.
How'd you come up with the name?
So I came up with the name because it looks like a cottage. And then it's on the west side of Ann Arbor and Cottage West. I just really liked it.
Yeah.
And
your husband's involved too? Or?
Yeah, my husband is involved. He'll be the environmental gentleman, and he upgraded it and keeps it maintained very beautifully.
And I know him.
And you do. You went to school with him. You did. And he's an entertainer as well, so he will be part of the activities.
Oh, that's nice.
He can
great.
Play Tim the piano and sing. And
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's great. We wish you well with this new operation. It sounds like it's going to be beautiful out there.
Thank you. In
a lovely setting. How did you find the location?
Well, I think it was for sale, and we found it.
Did you have to do anything in regards to zoning or anything like that?
No. It was zoned for that prior, but Tim did. He brightened it up. It looks beautiful.
That's
Hopefully
great.
You can come out and take a look yourself.
I would love that. Cottage West Assisted Living, nestled in a peaceful neighborhood over off of North Wagner, with high quality care in a home-like setting, which is a nice opportunity, I think, especially because so many people are hesitant to give up their homes, but they just can't stay in them anymore. And that's one of the hardest hurdles to get over, especially when families are trying to convince them, I think.
Yeah. And it is an option. So
yes.
I think it's a good one.
I think so, too, because it still gives you that home setting, but all the care that you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Great getting to know you. Anita Stamatopoulos opening up Cottage West Assisted Living. And you heard her here. She may be opening up other ones in the future. 6 beds, and they're in private rooms, which surprises me.
Yes, private rooms. They're very, very nice size private rooms.
All right. Might be a good opportunity. Other than coming out to the open house, how else can people get in touch?
They can call me. I have a website.
And what's your website?
Cottagewest.org.
Cottagewest.org. Check it out today. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station and our A2Y Chamber report with Cottage West Assisted Living. Go to cottagewest.org. cottagewest.org, cottagewest.org. And for information about the chamber and its members, you can go online to a2ychamber.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.